Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond, and welcome to a wonderful end of April day, and welcome to you, Randy Schultz.
Good morning, LaVon.
Good morning. It is a great morning, and it's a great morning actually to talk about yard and garden because it is beautiful here.
Yeah, I think spring has finally arrived.
Finally.
Thank goodness.
Yes, yes. Well, Chris, Randy, you're always gathering information, ideas together so that you can get that news out to various people, and I happen to be on your list. And, you know, you sent out some news that I guess if you're not a gardener at all, I mean, if you're just not interested in all these, probably would not be on your list. But there were some really cool things in the information you provided. So let's kind of talk about some of those.
Well, even if you're not a gardener, the first thing we're going to talk about I think is really cool because they're basically outdoor shoes
okay.
and boots for doing anything outdoors, you know, walking the dog through you know, dewy grass or whatever. Waterproof shoes are just a very handy thing to have, whether you're a gardener or just, you know, traipsing through the rain on a Saturday morning on the way to Starbucks or whatever.
Yeah, and good to mention the dog walkers because they have to do it rain or shine. So
absolutely,
yeah, good
that
idea,
dog
Randy.
Wants to go out.
Yeah. So
Sloggers is an American company that makes these really cool shoes and boots in colorful patterns. Their newest pattern is a leaf pattern, which is perfect for, you know, outdoor wear. And it comes in blue, in red, green, and kind of a black and white version. And it's just a great all-purpose shoe, and it doesn't cost a lot of money. I mean, the shoes cost $35, and the boots are $40. And
so compared to ruining a pair of good shoes that you paid $80, $90, $150 for, this is a really inexpensive choice.
Absolutely. And I've got a pair myself. I've got a pair of Slogger shoes. And unfortunately for men, they only make these really boring colors, like black and brown. For women, they come in all different kinds of patterns and colors, and it's just very, very cool. So you can find Slogger shoes at home and garden stores and also online at sloggers.com.
All right. Good. Colorful, as you say, and fun. And easy to slip in and out of. I always keep a pair by my back door so I can just slip off my other shoes and slip into these shoes or boots. So fun, and very practical. So what else is on the list?
Well, you know, if you've got a mom who likes to garden, she's probably going to go out at some time and prune flowers or maybe even, you know, clip flowers to bring them inside and put them in a vase. There is a really nice set of delicate pruners. They're called Flourish Stainless Steel Floral Snips.
Here's a mouthful for you, Randy.
Yeah, that's a mouthful. From a company called Joseph Bentley, and they are based in England, and they're known for making really high-quality tools. But these are lightweight pruners that are perfect for precision cutting. You know, so they're perfect for cutting flowers and doing light-duty trimming. And they're a nice, compact size, so it fits in a woman's hand. As a matter of fact, these are designed for women, and you can tell that by the colors they come in. It comes in two colors, antique rose and French lavender.
Oh, my goodness. That's
so
really
not masculine colors.
Right. It's really interesting how we do that.
Yeah, it's a great gift for a female and a great gift for Mother's Day.
You bet. And I probably don't have this one, but I have a small one, and it is my favorite tool when it's not heavy duty, you know, deadheading or, as you say, taking cut flowers indoors. It is so handy to have one that really works well and fits your hand. So great idea. Okay, what's next on the list?
Well, there's a seed company called Botanical Interests that your listeners might already be aware of. And they have a full range of, you know, seed packets for flowers and vegetables and whatnot. And they lean very heavily toward non-GMO and organic stuff. So good high-quality seeds. They came out with a ingenious little paperboard box that literally it comes in a set of six, and they're folded flat. You pop these things open, and it turns into a 3-inch by 3-inch by 3-inch cube, which is perfect for seed starting. So anybody who wants to start tomato seeds or something like that indoors, this is a great little way to just, you know, literally you pop open one of these boxes, put a little potting soil in it, put your seeds in, and you're ready to go. And then because it's paper, it decomposes in the garden. The bottom will actually punch out. It's perforated. So you can plant the whole thing in the garden soil, and your little transplant never goes into transplant shock.
Yeah, that's just what I was going to say. Those roots don't have to regroup because they're already out there and growing. And we're helping the environment a bit here, too.
Absolutely. This is one of those great little things you go, why didn't somebody do this sooner? And in fact, it won a Green Thumb Award this year as one of the best new garden products. So that's something I would say. If there's such a thing as a stocking stuffer from Mother's Day,
okay. This
is it.
Okay. And I'm just, all of a sudden, I'm thinking, too, these would be good, I think, for herbs. You don't have to go put them in the ground. You could put them in a pot. I mean, they're still going to be in some kind of soil, but you could put them in a big pot, too. So they could be used in several ways. You bet. Okay. Now, there's another one that I saw that on your list that I like because I find it difficult to find things that I can mark my plants with that kind of last or do the job of marking my plants. And I think there's something new there.
Yeah, there is. Actually, this is an Iowa-based company, and these little markers are called MCG biomarkers, and they are made from an eco-friendly mixture of recycled stuff, and they are basically, you know, indestructible outside. They're little stakes with a little label space on it, and you can print out on your laser printer. You print out these little labels that, you know, you make yourself on your computer, and so you can remember. And then you stick the labels right on these tags for garden use, and they are they're indestructible. And the label will last for years, and when you're done with it, it peels off. Really a really cool, eco-friendly way to recycle things like corn cobs and plastic. Mm-hmm. That's what this stuff, the tags are made out of.
And they do come in different sizes?
Yeah, there are different sizes. The actual plant tag part comes in different sizes, and the length of the stake comes in different sizes. Because sometimes you actually want a longer stake because it's a bigger plant. Mm-hmm. You want to be able to see the tag. Very cool. They come in sets of bundles of these markers, and you can order them directly from mcgbiomarkers.com.
Okay, and just in case people, you know, we often don't have time to write that down, I do have that information just in case anybody's interested and wants to give us a call at KJAN. Now, there's a tool that I want you to talk about because I've had, I don't know if it's the same company, but I've had reviews from people about this kind of tool that say, this is one of my favorites.
So, are you speaking of the Cobra Head?
Yes.
The Cobra Head is another cool American thing. This is a family-run business based in Wisconsin, and they came out with this Cobra Head hand tool several years ago, and it basically is kind of one tine from a tractor plow, right?
Yeah.
And it literally, it's like they call it a steel fingernail because it's a hand tool with one little cobra head metal thing that really digs through the soil. It's great for weeding and cultivating, and it's a nice size too. It fits comfortably in almost everybody's hand, including a woman's hand. Very lightweight, very easy to use, and for $25, it does a lot of different chores in the garden.
And I'm thinking, you know, we can still do some planting, and to make a little row when you only need is a fourth of an inch deep, I'm thinking this little head could help you do that too.
Oh, it's perfect for that. You know, it's perfect for creating a little row for seeds. It's perfect for weeding around little plants.
New.
Because, you know, it's very accurate. It's because it's just one little tine. Very accurate way to dig around plants and weed them and kind of fluff up the soil and all that kind of stuff.
Okay, one last one, Randy. Since we're on tools, let's finish up with a digging fork.
Okay, this goes back to Joseph Bentley, the company in England, and again, they're known. They've been doing this for since 1895, making really high quality hand tools for gardens. And this is a classic English style digging fork. Okay, so that the tines are stainless steel, the handle is heavy duty wood, and it's designed to basically last longer in the garden than you do.
Whoa, that's quite an accomplishment. But when they've been in business that long, you know, they can probably make some of those kinds of claims. We want to thank you very much, Randy Schultz, for giving us some ideas, either gifts for ourselves that we're going to use or gifts for Mom or just for anybody else that's a favorite person. So thank you very much, Randy Schultz, who is with Home Garden and Homestead News. And until next time, here's a thought. Why try to explain miracles to your kids when you can just have them plant a garden?